MTD Radio News. I'm Joe Miller. Here's what's happening. Christine Trujillo served District 25 for 5 terms in New Mexico House of Representatives, announcing she'll resign from her seat July 1st. In this year's legislative session, Trujillo worked with a group of high school students for the passage of a bill making menstrual hygiene products available for free in public schools. She also co-sponsored a bill to expand school-based health centers in New Mexico. The district attorney's office last week rescinded its motion to keep a man charged with 2 counts of criminal sexual contact with a minor behind bars pending trial. Prosecutors withdrew their motion to hold Jesus Lezama Flores of Carlsbad in pretrial detention during a hearing in Chavez County. Jonathan Rolk, deputy district attorney, said the decision to rescind the motion was made after it was determined the state would not be able to meet the high threshold under New Mexico law for keeping someone incarcerated before they're convicted. Under New Mexico statute, prosecutors must prove to a district judge through clear and convincing evidence that if released, the defendant would represent a danger to the safety of an individual or the public in general, and that no conditions of release can reasonably ensure the safety of the public. A reminder, summer tubing available at Ruidoso's Winter Park. The summer tubing is on Lower Ski Road in Alto. Enjoy the fun there. And Smoky Bear Ranger District inviting kids from kindergarten through 6th grade and their parents to attend 4 outdoor classes filled with fun activities and hands-on learning right here at Lincoln National Forest. 2 events coming up June the 6th and the 8th. On the 6th, reading maps and navigation. On the 8th, it's the fire in the forest. Hope to see you there. Enjoy the event. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.